Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome back to the program. Welcome back to the show. It is the Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live, the radio program where you can call in and take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind. The telephone number to do so is 603-283-6160. Did I just rhyme? Do so? 6-0? Yeah, I guess it is. 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it is the Reverend Captain Kickass, and joining me,
Peakless Mountaineer.
We've been talking about some fun stuff, but circling back to this bit from Fortune.com, the COVID recession may kill more Americans than COVID-19 does, to the tune of 1.37 million more people will die than would have died without the unemployment shock that the government blames on the pandemic, when it's really the government's fault.
And, you know, this is just some crazy blogger in the basement. You know, Johns Hopkins University, Harvard Medical, Duke University, you know, just crackpots.
Some no-name crackpots that have put together this study. These findings further complicate the excruciating quandary facing policymakers. That's such a horrible word, policymakers. I need to come up with a new word for that. Lockdowns and other restrictions impose economic suffering, but save lives. Sorry, I have a hard time reading that sentence. If it turns out that the economic suffering, while saving lives in the near term, also costs lives in later years, then what is the right policy response? The right policy response is no policy at all. Let people make their own freaking decisions.
Yeah.
The researchers emphasize that we don't want to suggest that policymakers should refrain from ordering lockdowns. Well, I do. I want to suggest that policymakers refrain from ordering lockdowns as necessary life-saving measures.
Absolutely. I mean, okay, everyone thinks like, oh, well, you're just greedy, you just want to make money every time everyone talks about the economy, and it's like, no, that's life. That's food that you eat, that's the food getting to you, that's, you know, the activities that you, that make life worth living, that is what the economy is. So, yeah, every time it's like, well, you know, we can shut down the economy for this or for that, and it's like, that's life that you are shutting down.
Yeah. The wheels go round and round, and you can't stop. All you do by shutting down the economy is you bolster what's known as the black market.
Mm-hmm.
All the trade is going to continue to happen in one way or another. You know, you might put a little damper on it, but the necessary trade for life to continue, for folks to get what they want and need out of life, it's going to continue. You're not going to stop it. I don't care what size government you are. I'm talking to you, USA, right? The largest government on the... Well, are they the largest?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
By far.
At least by empirical standards. Mm-hmm. That the black market still happens. They can't even stop gray market.
Yeah, I mean, okay, you cannot keep drugs out of prisons.
No.
And that is the most locked down, the most heavily observed and regulated that you can possibly get. And even then, you can't keep drugs out of them. Okay, so that same principle is going to be true in all of these other areas, only now you don't have people literally locked in cages and constantly being monitored.
The article continues, the potential downside in this singular crisis is also formidable. The researchers catalog the dangers. Based on emerging data, it is likely that the limited access to health care during the lockdown, temporary discontinuation of preventative care interventions, massive loss of employer-provided health insurance coverage, and the lingering concern of the population about seeking medical care out of fear of contracting COVID-19 will impact mortality rate and life expectancy even more severely than predicted.
And I have to emphasize, so this is in America. the wealthiest country in the world. We are the richest people on the face of the earth, and this is what this is doing to us.
Yeah.
So think about what this is doing in other parts of the world where, like, a little change in the economy means how many people start starving to death.
Yeah. The new findings pose one more challenge for policymakers and everyone else. We mostly know who is dying of COVID-19 itself, the elderly. And those depressing numbers, each accompanied by a name, drive a sense of urgency as we fight back. In coming decades, we will never know exactly whose lives have been shortened by the economic distress the government caused, the says pandemic. But that suffering will be just as real and shouldn't be forgotten nor ignored.
And that's the thing. You can turn on CNN and you can find, okay, here's what the new numbers of COVID deaths are. Now, whether or not those numbers are trustworthy is debatable, but they'll at least try and cover them. What they will not cover is all of the people dying because of these economic lockdowns. You won't see any of the coverage of the people that die from this.
Oh, of course not, because that would make, well, the people in power look bad. We can't have any of that now, can we? It is terrifying in so many ways that all of this has happened coming up on a year. We're into February now, the shortest month of the year.
It's been the longest 2 weeks of my life, I'll tell you that much.
In 22 days or so, it's going to be March again. You know, when this all kicked off, as far as the U.S. is concerned, we started hearing about it in, what, January, about Wuhan and stuff like that, started, you know, creeping into the news feeds and all that kind of stuff. But it really kicked in March, and it's going on
Beware
a year, people.
March.
It's going on a year. That 2 weeks turned into a year real frickin' quick, didn't it?
That did. Yep, Friday the 13th in March of 2020.
Was it really?
Oh, yeah. Friday the 13th was when all of this started in America.
That's ominous.
It's very ominous.
I can't believe that it has come to what it is now currently. Shutting down cities, you know, deciding who is essential and who isn't. These are things that governments should not be doing.
Yeah, I don't have a source on this, but I was hearing about, I think it was in Texas, that there was this cop who was talking to someone without a mask in a store, you know, the crime of shopping with a human face. And he's like, well, if you don't put that mask on, I'm going to tase you.
Oh, jeez.
Like, okay, this is where we're at, people. Cover your face, stop having a human face, or you will be tased by thugs.
There's been a bit of that going around. What's also interesting to me is I've seen several times now people getting arrested for not masking by police who are also not wearing masks.
Almost like they have different rules.
Almost. Laws for thee, but not for me, or for me, but not for thee.
Laws for thee, but not for me.
Laws for thee, but not for me. I misspoke. I'll misspoke again. I'll misspeak. I'll continue to misspeak. There we go. There we go.
Well, you know, if I ran around, you know, pulling people over and making them give me money, lest I kidnap them and take them into my basement, where they will receive substandard conditions and cold air, I mean, I'd be a maniac. But if a policeman doesn't do that, well, then he's negligent of his duty. Derelict.
None of this is going to end until you, the listener, you, the people, you, the average guy, you, the regular Joe, says, I have had enough. You have always had the power to take the mask off and go outside and be human again. You have always had the power to just go ahead and reopen your business. You have always had that power.
All of this relies on us policing each other. They don't have the manpower to do it themselves. They never have, and they never will. But as long as they keep everyone else telling everyone else to do what they said, then all of this will keep going. And the amount of oppression that you will have from your government is exactly that amount that you will withstand.
How many employees do you think the federal government has? Not including, like, soldiers, like, you know, real bureaucrats.
I'd have to look it up.
50,000 or something?
I'd have to look it up. I think it's a lot bigger than that.
Either way, it's going to be minuscule compared to the population.
Right.
603-283-6160 is our telephone number if you'd like to join the conversation. This is Free Talk Live. We've got more of the live Saturday night edition on the way.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter, it takes 5 seconds, and tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now. Or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
What if you want to hear the latest episode of Free Talk Live, but all you have is your phone, you forgot to download our archive, and you have no data connection? You can call our listen line at 641-793-0191. That's a long-distance number, so you may incur charges. If not, listen as long as you want. 641-793-0191. The Free Talk Live listen line, 641-793-0191.
What if the United States and Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it.
Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Telegram. You can follow our channel there and discuss show prep with other listeners at telegram.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number you need if you would like to join us on air and get in on the conversation. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, and...
Bakeless Mountaineer.
And for years, libertarians have said things like, hey, you know what would be cool? As if there was some sort of a directory of liberty-minded businesses. Well, we're helping build one. It's called Liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a tool for your community. At its core, it's a directory for events, businesses, digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's a bit of a social network so you can connect and share with others. Use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. It is exclusively for those people. You can put your voluntarist ideas into action at Liberty.menu. You can use code FTL to get a special badge. That's Liberty.menu. Now, we're going to go to your calls in just a second, but... At the end of the last segment, I had mentioned that it's not going to end until you, the listener, you, the regular people, you, the people who are grown tired of all of this stuff, actually take it upon yourselves to do something, to take off your mask, to open your business, to, you know, highlight the ridiculousness of it. And if you don't, this will just continue. Mm-hmm. How long, you might ask, may it continue? Well... Bloomberg.com seems to have an answer. It says, prognosis, when will life return to normal? ? In 7 years at today's vaccine rates.
And that might just be wishful thinking.
It says, our new calculator shows how long it will take states and countries to vaccinate 75% of their populations. When will the pandemic end? It's the question hanging over just about everything since COVID-19 took over the world last year. The answer can be measured in vaccinations. Or can it? Bloomberg has built the biggest database of COVID-19 shots given around the world, with more than 119 million doses administered worldwide. U.S. science officials such as Anthony Fauci have suggested it will take 70% to 85% coverage for the population for things to, quote, return to normal, unquote. Bloomberg's vaccine tracker shows that some countries are making far more rapid progress than others, using 75% coverage with a two-dose vaccine as a target. They've determined, apparently, 7 years.
Well, and that's for this version of COVID. As we mentioned at the beginning, there's 4,000 different versions of this thing.
All of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was one. Now, all of a sudden, there's 4,000 versions. So, now, are we talking, let's see. Let's just say they're on target with their 7-year estimate.
Mm-hmm.
What's 7 times 4,000?
That would be 28,000.
28,000 years
mm-hmm.
until, you know... things return to, quote, normal, unquote.
Well, that's if we develop a vaccine for every variant that exists now, and if by an absolute miracle this stops mutating.
Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, doesn't look like it's gonna.
Just gonna go out on a limb here and assume that the laws of biology will continue to be what they are, and it will continue to mutate.
We can talk more about this, but first, let's go to Anonymous calling from California. Anonymous, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, guys. How are you doing?
I'm good. What's on your mind tonight?
So I'm just calling because, like you mentioned before, taking this into your own hands. I personally don't wear a mask. I don't social distance. I don't do any of that stuff. I think it's very counterproductive. And I'd like to perhaps propose an idea to take it even a step further to help others that, you know, perhaps aren't as willing to come out if they don't see a whole bunch of others like us. And that's to start doing free hugs all over the country.
Oh, free hugs. Nice.
Wear shirts, wear signs that say that you're willing to engage in human contact with other consenting, willing participants.
Embrace the revolution with free hugs. I like it.
Right? I like it.
And then this sort of civil disobedience is most is probably the most effective because the optics of arresting people that are just hugging others is horrible, and I think that it would bring attention to how horrible and dystopian our lives have become up to this point, and perhaps stop, make people pause and realize that maybe we shouldn't do this anymore, and that human connection is something that's actually worth having.
I'm for it. Is there any organization behind this? Is there, you know, a website where people can go to, I don't know, download a template for these free hug signs or anything like that?
I mean, I know that free hugs is a movement that existed pre-COVID. So I'm sure that if you just type free hugs into, you know, the DuckDuckGo Google search bar,
nice.
You'd be able to find it. I would personally love to have an organization that that actively uses the free hug movement to reestablish connection in between humans. Otherwise, we might lose it in 27,000 years, like you guys were saying.
Yeah, indeed. I appreciate the call tonight, Anonymous. Hug it out, right? Why not?
Absolutely.
Why not? Hug
That's
it out.
Nice. It's a nice blast from the past. I remember when free hugs at least came on my radar so many years ago. And it is such a strange thing to realize that just being human is such an act of defiance now.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what humans do. They hug each other. Like, they throw an arm around each other from time to time. It's an unimaginably human thing to do.
Yeah. Even the handshake, for that matter.
Right.
You know? It's weird now when you go hold out your hand to somebody to shake their hand who you've never met before or whatever, even if you have. And some people they just kind of look at you like, what are you doing? It's like, I'm trying to shake your hand, dude. That's what people do.
Yeah, I've just learned not to do that if I can't see their face.
Yeah,
if I can see your face, then okay, I'm going to treat you like a human being. Otherwise, I just have to assume, and maybe this is not fair on my part, because I know a lot of people are doing this just because everyone else is doing it, but I will just assume that you are being driven by fear, and that you would take it as an affront if I offered you my hand.
Let's go to more of your thoughts. Let's go to RJ calling from New Hampshire. RJ, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's up?
Not much. How you doing?
Good, how are you? So,
what's on your mind?
Kind of as like a counter idea, I guess, to the free hugs. Why not free blowjobs? Nigger, nigger, nigger,
nigger. LRN.FM.
You take when you open up the phones to absolutely anybody.
It is Free Talk Live. Now, I'm not going to be, banning him from my platform, of course, because, I mean, even though, like, I kind of feel like he should be for just being a putz, but, you know, we do call our show Free Talk Live for a reason. 603-283-6160 is our telephone number. You must behave according to the FCC, but other than that, whatever's on your mind, more coming up.
I'm grateful to have heard from some of our satellite listeners recently. I appreciate knowing that people are out there who like what we do and are willing to support it financially. LRN.FM's free-to-air satellite feeds blanket most of two continents. It was my goal to put our channel there so people without internet could receive our programs and feed pirate radio stations. We started a fundraiser on Patreon a few years ago to back the satellite channels. I recently announced that I was considering canceling the feeds, and donations increased from 15 to 20% of our costs, which are around $1,000 per month. That's a good start, and to incentivize more contributions, the Shire Free Church will be matching every dollar. Can we reach $500 per month? With your help, we can. You can join our satellite fundraiser for just $2 a month at fund.lrn.fm. If we raise enough to keep both of the channels on the air, awesome. If we raise more, I'll add more channels. If not, we can shut them down and go internet only. It's up to you. Thank you for your support. fund.lrn.fm.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
About 1.3 million Americans a day are receiving a coronavirus vaccination, with hopes that that rate will increase if Johnson & Johnson's one-dose vaccination receives an emergency use authorization from the FDA. The drug maker asked the agency for consideration for an EUA earlier this week. Dr. Joe DeGest, vice chair of the Department of Epidemiology at Emory University, tells CBS News that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine would be a welcome addition to the fight against the virus.
Well, just having more vaccine is going to be a huge difference as we need to roll out more vaccine to more people. We have a lot of people waiting for vaccine, and we need more all the time. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine is a really great vaccine. The data is exciting. 85% effective at preventing severe COVID-19, 100% effective at preventing death. We need this vaccine as quickly as possible.
This is USA Radio News. The CDC says it will release new guidelines for reopening schools next week as some teachers' organizations push back against reopening their classrooms before they receive a COVID vaccination. A study released last week by CDC scientists said that schools could reopen safely if certain precautions are in place. Representative Nicole Malliotakis says that's one reason she co-sponsored a bill to force schools to use the money set aside in the last COVID relief bill to reopen safely. The New York Republican tells Fox News schools shouldn't be taking the money to remain closed.
And yet our middle school and high school students in public schools are not back in the classroom yet. I think it's very distressful. And it's one of the reasons why I've co-sponsored legislation with Congresswoman Ashley Hinson to require that they use the funds that were set aside, $54 billion that was set aside in the last COVID relief package, which was over a month ago, to help reopen our schools safely. And, you know, states are taking this money. New York has $4 billion in its share, and yet these schools are not reopening across our state.
This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to the program. Welcome back to the show. It is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday night edition. Our telephone number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160 if you would like to call and join the conversation. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
And Pickless Mountaineer.
And we were talking about this article from Bloomberg that says, when will life return to normal? In 7 years at today's vaccine rates, according to their new calculator. And that's just...
And it's built on a few assumptions that are very questionable.
It's
built on the assumption of things will definitely go back to normal if we have everyone vaccinated. It's built on, I mean, to go in the other direction, it's built on Fauci's new number of 75%.
Yep.
Because beforehand he was saying 60% at one point, and then he's slowly been creeping up. No, we won't have herd immunity until it's 75%. And who knows if he's going to change that up to 80 or 90 or 95 or 99.999%. It takes everybody in order to, which is patently false. I mean,
yeah, this says the calculations will be volatile, especially in the early days of the rollout, and the numbers can be distorted by temporary disruptions. For example, New York's target date was briefly pushed out to 17 months this week after a winter blizzard prevented some people from getting vaccinated. It's now back down to 13 months. Likewise, Canada's vaccination rate dropped in half in recent weeks following reports of delayed vaccine shipments, et cetera, and so on. So a bunch of numbers and statistics around the assumptions that you've talked about.
And this is also to vaccinate absolutely everyone, which what I've been hearing is that people that have already had COVID, when they get these vaccines, it gets them sick. Yeah. That's what I've been hearing. So that's a terrible idea.
And some people straight up die.
Plus the fact that usually what happens is when you get over an illness, your body maintains the immunity to that, at least that strain of it.
Yeah. We could talk more about this article from Bloomberg, but first let's go to Erica calling from Florida. Erica, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, this is great. I'm calling kind of in the same vein of the free hugs and how important it is right now to, like, get our American flags out on the corner and wave them. Because the United Nations in 1995 under Clinton made it, you get a bad conduct discharge if you refuse to wear the United Nations uniform. Because Michael New, you can go to MikeNew.com and see that in 1995 they kicked him out. He said, no way. He stood up with 500 UN blue and his army green and they said, you're out, bad conduct discharge. And it went through the court. Like maybe until 2001, and it stood. That's a lawful order.
So, Erica, so, I get.
You know, we should.
Yeah, I get that it's a good idea for people to stand up against things that they don't believe in. That's a net positive. What I'm curious about is what effect do you think people putting flags up and waving them about will have, and why is that important?
Well, you know, their takeover can't just be like blocking the Capitol and our news telling us that we've been taken over. No, our land is our land, you know, and until you take it over, it's ours, you know. We stand on our land whether, you know, people are trying to take it from outrageous property taxes or not. You know, we buy our land and you know, we're going to stand on it and defend it. And then we're going to wave our flag on it and you can, like, bring your UN flags all you want, but
well, that's
a communist thing.
That sounds all very nice and very, you know, patriotic, if you will. But the fact of the matter is you don't actually own your land because you have to pay taxes on your land perpetually, even after you pay off your mortgage. So, and if you
right,
don't...
Right, but we can change those laws. We can change those laws.
Oh, can we?
You know.
I'd love to hear
how do we do that?
Yeah, I mean, maybe we could start a movement where our taxes, we refuse to pay them in Federal Reserve notes. They have to be, we get to keep the money in Bitcoin until the money's due, and then we'll give you your money if it's not being used for communist, you know, Chinese causes where there's human butcheries, you know.
How about if we just abolish taxation altogether and allow people to decide what goods and services they would wish to pay for individually?
Roads, we need police.
Yeah, those are goods and services.
We do need some basic structures.
We do need those. Those are essential services. We do need them.
And
people will choose to have them.
As much as they can be built from a locally administered position. You know, I fought against the Wisconsin referendum, and it was just a farce, you know. It was corruption from beginning to end. You know, these fancy-dancy architecture firms approach these public school districts and say, I think you need a new building, and would you like to go out for dinner? And they go, okay, and we'll run your vote yes campaign and tell your community you need it. And wink, wink, we'll get the job. You know, I told all this to the FBI. They did nothing.
Oh, of course.
And, one thing I need to say. There's a judge that Bruce Schroeder from Kenosha, Wisconsin, he filed, like, some emergency hearing on Kyle Rittenhouse Monday morning. And this judge in the 90s, he had a sex offender halfway house next to a daycare in downtown Kenosha. This dude is like 100 years old. I don't even know why he is still a judge. And be very careful. Look at they're charging.
I can tell you one thing of why he's still a judge.
Yeah, Erica, so with all of the corruption and all of the bad things that are going on and, you know, people getting overrun and by these government officials, what gives you any confidence that we could change a law to abolish taxation?
Because I have faith in in God, and I think that that's what this country is built on, and I'm just not going to give up.
Okay, well, I agree
with what she's driving at, but I don't think that the method is sound.
Yeah, there's
except for that mention on Bitcoin. I mean, she is right about if you move your money into cryptocurrency, then they cannot tax it. They can't take it out of your bank account. They can't garnish your wages when you're being paid in cryptocurrency.
That is true. Those are accurate statements. And if you haven't already done so, I suggest putting some of your money into cryptocurrency. Not, you know, you don't want to put 100% of your money into it.
Or anything else for that matter. Yeah. Never put all your eggs in one basket.
But it's certainly a good idea to put some of it there into a place where folks like government officials can't get at it. I just want to say that passing a law to abolish taxation, yeah, if that was possible, it would have happened already.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, you just have to stop participating. I mean, here's our circumstance. You are being threatened to follow more laws than you can even possibly imagine.
Than can even be counted.
Right. You are being threatened to do this, but you are participating. And as long as you participate, they will continue to abuse you. And yeah, we have new tools to avoid participation, the likes of which we have never seen before in human history. There's never been anything like cryptocurrency before.
It is really the first, I'm going to call it anarchic infrastructure, because it exists in defiance of all authority.
Absolutely.
Globally.
Absolutely. I mean, communist China tried to shut this thing down, and they're now the number one exporter of Bitcoin.
Yeah.
So that lets you know that even the most police state level cannot do it. And yeah, absolutely. This is how you make taxes optional again.
We could talk more about that, of course, but it's still goons threatening you, and they're going to take your money, and they're not going to stop until they are outnumbered. 603-283-6160. How do we get more people to stand up against these bullies, which is what they are, these tyrannical bullies? More Free Talk Live on the way.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Phone number that you need is 603-283-6160. Again, that's 603-283-6160. That is the telephone number to get on the air here on our show, the show you're listening to, Free Talk Live. And I am your host tonight, Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Nicholas Mountaineer.
And I wanted to tell you about Liberty Stickers. Do you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty? If so, you can do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know people love to read them. Check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at LibertyStickers.com. That's LibertyStickers.com. Before we circle back to this article from Bloomberg, let's just go ahead and bring Chris from Albuquerque on the line. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. It's been a long time since I've listened to your show. I understand you guys are libertarian, and I understand the concept of freedom and liberty. But when we live in society, there is a limit to freedom, and there is a limit to liberty. And that freedom is my liberty and my freedom. In other words, your liberty and your freedom has one limit, my liberty and my freedom.
Right, that's what the non-aggression principle is all about, right? It's that, basically do whatever you want as long as you are not harming another person or damaging another person's property.
Okay, so we're on the same line here. So when we apply that to coronavirus, the coronavirus epidemic, your freedom not to wear a mask or not to keep distancing, and I'm hoping the caller who called earlier is listening, is limited by my freedom, my liberty to live free of illness or free of this illness and not to die. So I'm sorry, but I believe that a penalty should be imposed for people who do not keep distancing and do not keep a mask. In Europe, it's usually $50 the first time, and it can go up to $1,200 after three times.
So you think it's okay for otherwise healthy people to be treated as if they're ill?
A lot of people who have the virus are asymptomatic, and you are asymptomatic during the first, well, it's debated, but let's say 4 or 5 days.
So who gets to decide this exactly?
The people we elect, in other words, government officials.
Well,
who are advised,
that is the opposite of liberty.
Scientists. I'm sorry?
That is the opposite of liberty. So as soon as...
Who do you then want to decide?
I want the person whose body it is to decide what happens with it.
Okay, but that person has... That person's liberty is limited by my liberty or my freedom not to get sick and not to die.
Okay, so then how come you haven't been wearing a mask for all of the previous flu seasons or the previous COVID, the previous SARS, or any of the other topical diseases that have passed through our news cycles?
I'm sorry, I missed the beginning of the question. What happened then?
Why haven't you worn a mask and social distanced every single year when it's flu season? Hundreds of thousands of people die because of this every single year.
Yeah, the flu is not as deadly, and the previous SARS epidemic went away without...
Regardless of whether it's as deadly or not, which we can have that argument, but regardless of that, we know for a fact that flu is deadly.
Flu kills hundreds of thousands every year.
Yep.
Okay. So how come
so
you're not wearing a mask?
Somewhere. You draw the line somewhere. You do have to draw the line somewhere.
You know where I draw the line? I draw the line at individual decision. If you are comfortable, more comfortable wearing a mask, and you think it's going to be helpful, then go ahead. But you have absolutely zero right to dictate what I wear on my face.
Or anywhere else for that matter.
Correct.
And you have no right to put my life at risk.
I don't put your life at risk.
Well, yeah, if you are contagious and you are around me and you don't keep distancing and you don't keep your mask on...
Yeah, that's a whole lot of ifs. You're making assumptions based on zero data.
Right,
based on what the virologists and the epidemiologists are saying all around the world.
Can you show me evidence of asymptomatic transmission?
I'm not a virologist, I'm not an epidemiologist. But anyway, look at the example of Singapore, for example, which is not very well known for its freedom and liberty. They have three large universities open. I got this from an article on Fox, by the way, VOX. And they have three large universities open. I don't remember the numbers. I believe total 15,000 students. They are imposing extremely strict conditions. And so the students have the freedom and liberty to study on campus with those conditions, of course.
Hey, Chris, I have a question for you. Do you drive a car?
Uh-huh.
So I drive a car as well. Now, motor vehicle accidents kill many people every year. Now, you're piloting a motor vehicle, basically a weapon with wheels, and you're putting other people at risk every time you get behind that wheel. Are you going to stop driving?
And it's mandated by the government.
When are you going to stop driving and putting other people at risk? Guess what, Chris? Life is risk. Just being alive is risky.
So if the government misses something, that you're putting someone's life at danger, then it's okay for you to put their life at danger.
I never said that.
Okay.
But anyway, let me finish the Singapore story, by the way. They haven't had a single case of COVID on those three campuses. Period. Mask and distancing work, and the penalties are very severe in Singapore.
So if masks and distancing works, how come the cases are going up?
Because there's no perfect mask, or people are using imperfect masks, I should say, and because a lot of them are not respecting mask and distancing, and because the main source of contagion is meeting with people, groups, and family members.
Okay, Then, Chris, how come the flu has all but disappeared?
That is a mystery that two virologists are scratching their head about.
Either the masks work or they don't, Chris.
Pardon?
Either the masks work or they don't. Now, the cases of COVID keep going up, but the cases of flu have all but disappeared. Now, you want to say that the masks aren't working or enough people aren't using them, and that's why the cases of COVID are going up, but you want to say that right. The flu has disappeared because people are wearing their masks. You can't have it both ways.
I never said that. I never said that. You said that.
Okay.
We don't know why the flu cases are down. A lot of people on your side are actually suspecting that some
hold on, Chris.
Peakless are actually flu cases.
Peakless Mountaineer here wants
to
say something.
Hold on, I think he nailed it right there.
Okay.
A lot of us are what it appears to be the most parsimonious explanation for why the flu has mysteriously vanished and COVID numbers continue to rise is because the flu is being counted as COVID. Now, there's a couple of specific reasons for this. So, number one, you have hospitals which have been stopped from all of their ordinary activity. All of the pre-planned surgeries, those are out. All of the cancer screenings, all of that. We have to stop all of the regular activity, but we're allowed to do this. Now, they're also given over $10,000 each for every COVID patient. And because the testing is relatively unreliable, both in false positives and false negatives, a lot of what they do is they go by the symptoms. And the list of symptoms for COVID are nearly identical to symptoms for flu. Now, one of the things that could tell you a difference is if someone has a runny nose. Okay, so a hospital can do one of two things. It can check for a runny nose and possibly lose $10,000 if it doesn't. Or it can stay in business and call it COVID.
Yeah, the evidence for that conspiracy theory is flimsy so far.
I mean, the flu disappearing isn't really flimsy evidence, Chris, and we thank you for the call. I don't know. I mean, I guess you can't get through to everybody.
Well, if you at your core believe that people belong to their government, then of course this is going to be your perspective.
Are you an obedient sheep? 603-283-6160. I guess if you are, you're not going to call. This is Free Talk Live. We've got hour number two coming up.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need. A WordPress using WooCommerce and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin. Start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.